because this is more, I want this recording, thanks, appreciate it. Otherwise, I'll just play that all service and it'll just drive her crazy because when I play with something, she's like, would you stop? So, because my mother on the front row lets me know, no, I want to honor her today. And I caught it. So anyways, we have a lot of fun at our house. Okay. I couldn't play that up. Now, where was I at? I just got hit with a pen. This is a message this morning. I want to encourage you. I'm going to make it brief. That's why you're like, hey, good. But more importantly, this is a message that's going to honor moms, but in a way that I hope to hit the ones that need to be the one honoring their moms. This is a message that if you have a kid who needs to hear this, just get them to download the sermon. But I want to this morning talk about honor like we should. But I want to share some things that's on my heart that I was praying about throughout the week to give to you. So let's open up our Bibles to the original statement on this. Is Exodus chapter 20. Many of you know this is the Ten Commandments. But many of you also know this is I'm going to read this. And if you put your fingers in Ephesians 6 verse 2, we're going to jump back to back with those two scriptures. So I like to have you both pulled up and prepared. So with that being said, verse 12, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. All right, let's flip over to Ephesians 6, 2. Well, first of all, let's go to 1 and 2. Because children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So, hey, children, I don't care what you think. The Bible says it's right, so do it. Amen? All the parents, amen? All right, good. But verse 2 is a little bit different. Honor your father, which is the first commandment with a promise. So we just read the origin in Exodus, and now we're giving you the New Testament, which means not only did this carry through the cross, it's so important that it's being reiterated by Paul saying, this is, not only do you honor your father and mother, it says that this is the first commandment that has a promise attached to it. Let me tell you why giving a place of honor to those in your life is important, is because the Bible says your days will be long. Okay, so I don't know about you, I like my life, I enjoy what God's given me, I want my days to be long, and I don't want to be shortened by the fact that I don't do something the Word tells me to do. Now, let me also share with you, Kenny could, you know, I love him because we're on the same page. He said, I love him a lot, more reasons than that, but you know, we won't get, you know, cheesy, too late. But as he said this, he said this morning, it is your responsibility as a daughter or a son to show honor no matter what the breach is. And I don't mean to get all sensitive with you because I know there's a lot of families. I know some of your situations and go, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you recover. And there are times where you have to make tough decisions as a child, okay? So let me know. I know some of the, all the years I've done this, I've seen some times where there needs to be boundaries set between relationships. But it doesn't mean in your heart a place of honor has to be birthed. Because this is the Word, didn't change. It didn't say honor your father and mother because they're great parents. Right? It didn't say honor your father and mother because they were really, they love you and they lavish you with love and joy. It says honor thy father and mother, which is the first command of the promise. So it doesn't matter their ability to be a mom or dad. It means it's your ability to show honor. And so we have to learn that in our heart, we give them a place of honor no matter what the history or the past might be. I'm meddling a little bit, but that's okay. So let's define the word honor. I love this word. The difference between, oh, I left my other sheet in my office. Okay, it's okay. We're good. Thank you. Look at you guys. A couple of you are like, man, you guys, I'm just honored today that you guys care. But it's okay. We're going to wing it. I have a sheet that says honor versus value. The word honor means to value, to put value in something. It doesn't mean it's worth something. It means it's valuable to you. See, I have a truck that you guys can see out there in the parking lot. I have this in my notes, by the way. That truck is worth more to me than any of you in this room. It has great value to me. It's paid for. It's pushing 190,000 miles, and it runs like a jewel. and it gets me where I need to go. I can throw all the junk in it, and most of my family won't sit in it because it doesn't even look like the same color it originally was. And I was out at the Shoemaker compound recently. Oh, Julie, thank you. Goodness gracious. My sister. See, this is just why you have family. Thank you. And, I was out at the compound recently, and Josh looks at my truck, and he's like, "What? Let me sand that thing down. Let me put some Bondo on it, and let me put some paint on there, please." I'm like, "I like the way it is, man." He's like, "No, you can't." He was losing sleep over it. It's valuable to me, but not to you. So honor is a sense of value you put in something despite of its worth. I don't think I can get a grand out of that truck, but it's worth a lot more than that to me. And so, I, you know what, all that, thank you, but I was able to summarize it better, I think, without looking at my notes for once. So when we talk about relationships, my mom is probably not worth a lot to y'all, but she's so valuable. You guys have heard me for 20-plus years talk about my mom. I can't read Ephesians 4:32 without thinking of my mom. Be kind towards one another, tender-hearted, loving, forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven you. I can't read that verse and go, "Okay, Mom, I got it. We fight as kids. We're not getting along. I'll remember that." I can't read that scripture without thinking of Mom. I can't open up the Old Testament and go, "My mom knows so much more than I do about this." My mom can tell you obscure Bible stories that you've never read, and because my mom gave me an example of what it means to love the Word of God. My dad does too. As he got up at the crack of dawn, and as my dad's dad would get up my dad would be, in the wee hours of the morning back in the hills of Tennessee with just an oil light, just reading his Bible, a legacy that's been brought to me that I can honor. But I'm going to share something with you now that's really important to me. And I want you to hear my heart. A place of honor ought to be given to your mothers, we're keeping moms today, because they deserve it. Because they're your mother, not for any other reason. And their fame of their honor ought to be known amongst the people. Let me throw some stuff at you. And I'm not going to give names. I thought about this hard. But the value of something is what it determines to me worth is to you. So my mom might not be worth something to you, but she's very valuable to me. And I want you to know how much value she is. Because of the way I live and the way I talk about her. Folks, you know, in this room right now, I got thinking there's a bunch of names that I have written that I have names, but I just don't have your permission, so I'm not going there. But I'm going to throw some stories out there without names. If you've ever had a situation where you had to lose a husband and a father, and you try to move on with your life because you know that the father of this home has passed, and you had to now become a single mom, not by choice, but by because of circumstances. And I know a mom in this room that has had to do that, and then to have to bury your husband and to bury their father, and then years later to go and have to bury another spouse that, I think she knows who she is now. You know what? You ought to know who she is because the place of honor of that experience in her life. And we ought to be knowing, there's another mom in the room that has had kids walk away from the Lord, and through prayer and faith and believing and standing on the Word of God, they learn how to stand and declare the Word of God over their life to now that not only one, but all their children are walking with the Lord because of faithfulness of the prayers and the diligence of a mother. There's another mother who found out, and this is my last one, that somehow in their midlife, they had a husband decide that they did not want to live with the Lord, live for the Lord and live their life differently, and all of a sudden left their home with little kids still there, and had to fend for themselves at middle age when you should be enjoying life, enjoying the fruit of all the time that you put nurturing the little ones as they're growing up, and now doing it by yourself. With the trials of the world of having to pay your bills and having to go and yes, you know what really sad to me in this room? when you're single, after being married for a while, you get lonely too. We forget about those battles, right? Anybody in the room had to go through a battle recently? Well, hopefully you don't have to because I'm looking around and I don't see a lot. That you find yourself in a place and you forget only they know what they went through to get where they are today. And the reason why we ought to give those people honor is because some of you in the room are going through that or have been through that, and you can lean upon those people, but it's our responsibility to show them a place of honor where we can get others to show honor to them too. If what they went through in life could help and teach and train others, wouldn't that be amazing? So my challenge for every person in this room that's not a mother is to make the accomplishments and the successes and the victories of your mom known to everyone around you. And not just on Mother's Day. I'll get to that in a minute. That's mother. It is our responsibility as children to brag and to show value in how much we respect the moms and the sacrifices they made for us. And not just the second Sunday of May. It's our responsibility and our obligation to show them such a place of reverence and honor in our lives that the people around us know how great our mom was and is. I had the privilege of last weekend, and yes, those could, I did. And by the way, Ken broke his promise, and yes, I'm aware that I got pictures of me on a bicycle in Florida in Tarpon Springs. I'm aware of that, and I have forgiven him. That's why I brought it up now, because I have forgiven him. But after I had a chance to spend a wonderful day with them down there, we did. We had a great day. I had some of the best gyros in the area, and we had a good, really wonderful time. And yes, riding bikes is fun. But the next day, I had a chance to go, and after a long series of trials, by the way, of trying to find a way to tow a rental car, long story, we'll leave alone, and I had to go pick up another one the next morning. I finally got to go to my destination, and I had a chance to go out to lunch with my mother. And my mom, by the way, is walking well, looking great. My dad got a bill of health report, says better than the last 8 years. They are doing amazing, and they're standing on the word, and you know, just being with her was wonderful. And being able to honor her and said, I told her, this is your mom's day gift. Kenny, I'm not calling her today, just to let you know. I saw her last Saturday. Oh, I'm just kidding, I'll call her. But it's just so wonderful to know that a week away from Mother's Day, I get to be there and honor my mom. I'm blessed. And every one of you in this room, whether you know it or not, how blessed you are, have a mom because you're here today. And maybe you had to go through trials because of your mom, by the way. Forgive and try to find in your heart a way to honor them that would honor the Lord. Amen? Two things I want to bring out, and I told you I'm going to be brief this morning. Man, I'm a lot quicker than I thought. Whew. If you would turn 2 Timothy chapter 1, Kenny read these verses last week, but I'm not going to talk about what he did. Even though that was a pretty awesome 3 weeks, wasn't it? Anybody realize that fear is an enemy? Chad, what's that song that artist you sent me a while back? Zach Williams, Fear is a Liar. Thank you. Zach Williams, Fear. I've listened to that CD when I was working out, which I stopped because it was just hard. But I was working out for a while. I listened to that CD every time I went to the gym because it had uplift. It was a great... Because I was asking Chad, when I need some music. I like country music, and I like all kinds of music. And I said, give me something that's different. And I listen to that CD so many times on my head. But fear is a liar. Fear is an enemy. Fear wants to destroy you. It's not a passive enemy. It's an aggressive enemy. Anxiety, worry, fear, dread, torment. It's all the same word. And Kenny did a great job talking about how it affects every decision of our life. If we wake up in the middle of the night, by the way, I will say, if we wake up in the middle of the night and we have dread, that's the enemy. Now, let me tell you how to, just real quick on this, because this is something he brought out really well too. There's never a place for fear, but if you wake up in the middle of the night and you have a thought hit you, remember, God speaks to you too. But if it's dread, worry, fear, and you lose your peace, that's not God. Because then you let fear in. But if the Lord wakes you up in the night and says, you need to be, praying for so-and-so, or you need to get a hold of somebody, there's a time to stand in the gap and pray too. But you can't let lose your peace. You can't let anxiety catch you. See, the difference is both, there might be something really going on, and the Lord might be awakening you, but you're not going to lose your peace over it. Amen? And that's what Kenny did, an amazing job bringing out over and over again that fear has to get in. It's actually an enemy trying to knock. Remember, I like that in Genesis. It says that fear, sin is knocking on your door. It's desire to consume you. That's what fear does. It's knocking every day at your doors, trying to get you to live in a place of anxiety and worry and doubt. And when you learn, but we get to come and we get to come alive and believe. And but there's times the Lord gives us that. We need to be praying and standing as word. I mean, that was a really good message. Anyways, but I'm not going there today. I told you I'm not. I just did. Verse 3, I thank God in whom I serve for my forefathers with a pure conscience that without ceasing I have remembrance of these in my prayers day and night. Talking about their forefathers. Who? The ones that went before him. And he's going to get specific in two verses about who those were. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful even in thy tears, I may be filled with joy. When I call, which is something that happens often. It's something that is happening not just on Mother's Day, because I'm spoiling the surprise here, not just because it's the second Sunday in May, but when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in my grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that it's in you also. What a legacy that we have, that when we ought to be speaking of the faith and the unfeigned faith, and it was brought down from generation to generation. I believe this. When you're born again, in the family of faith, and the old bloodline, the curse has been broken, and now it's our responsibility to build a new one of faith and a generational blessing of all that follows behind us. So what do we do? Number one, there's two things I want to say. On Mother's Day, I'm giving you two pointers that I never want you to forget. Number one is when you make your phone calls, as the other pastor clearly said you shall, when you make those calls, let it be genuine and not full of flattery. Your moms ain't stupid, and they know what you really think sometimes. And if you only call once a year or take them out to dinner once a year, which, by the way, I'm jumping ahead of my notes. Slow down. Flattery will get you nowhere because it's not genuine. It's not meaningful. My encouragement is this: empty words leave empty promises, which lead to empty feelings. I know, moms in the room, you do enjoy the phone call, and I'm not saying you don't. But wouldn't it be great if you know that's the way they felt every day and that it was shown to them as a place of honor? Again, I'm speaking this morning as a word of love and rebuke both. Let's not let Mother's Day be something that's just filled with empty words and flattery, but filled with something that's genuine and heartfelt. When you go and have the encounter with your mothers today, whether it might be a phone or whether it won't be a text message, because he said you can't do text message, so just let you know that one's out. But however means of communication you choose, let it be genuine and heartfelt. Let it be something that honors them, like Paul was right here to Timothy saying, wouldn't it be awesome to know that, I don't know if Eunice, and is that how you say that name, by the way? Eunice, is that right? I just never heard of a woman named Eunice before. Is there none in the room, right? Okay, sorry. Okay, and Lois, I have heard of Lois. I don't even know if they were alive. But I know this, that they were talking about them. The greatest honor you can give those is keep talking faith and encouragement even when they're not around. Make it genuine. Make it real. Talk about them so others hear about them from others that they don't even know. Think, I've heard about you. You're so-and-so's mom. Man, your kid loves you. Wouldn't that be cool? That would make their, not just their day, but they might make their, you might even not have to call them on Mother's Day next year if they found that out. I'm just telling you, man, that's good stuff. But it's giving them a place when you do talk to them, esteem them. I said, the word is genuine. Point number one is be genuine. Not flattery, not empty words, but bring them to a place of esteem. That means their value again. You're valuing them. A genuine value that's worth something. Once again, using my truck as this example, and I'm not saying any of you mothers look or act or are like my truck. Just saying that. I don't want to get in trouble here, even though it's too late. I'm already there. But that truck is valuable to me, and so what I better do with that truck is I better make sure I take care of it. Because if I want to last another, well, as many miles I can get out of it, I better take care of it. I better show that thing that I value it. Do you follow me here? If something is valuable to you, you take care of it. You don't just change oil once a year. Until, really, some of you are like, wow. Tires are nice to have when it's raining, especially. It's nice to know that you can have traction. Or, you know, every once in a while, you got to put some new brake pads on. I found that out over spring break. As they were driving that, my truck, by the way, down to Florida to meet us there. My daughter and I flew early, so they were flying. And she's like, it's making a lot of weird sounds. Weird sounds that mean much until I get in my truck and drive it to the port, and I go, that's not a weird sound. That's called metal on metal, honey. We have a long trip home because we got to drive home still together. And that was every time I broke. I'm like, oh. So anyways, yes, you need to do this once in a while. Take care of what's valuable to you. Don't wait until your brakes are that way. Don't wait, because that's my fault, wasn't hers. My fault. I should have done it beforehand. Don't wait until there's a problem to fix it. If you're maintaining your relationship that's genuine and you're showing them value, you're showing them esteem, you shouldn't have to have a Mother's Day call that's so odd. Hey, Mom. Yeah. You're me? I'm your son. No, your son. It shouldn't be so awkward because it's something that you know is valuable to you. Therefore, you show value to them outside of just Mother's Day. They know they're valuable because you tell them they're valuable. You show them they're valuable. And believe it or not, less than 1 year ago, as my sister and I can clearly say, we were struck with the most horrific news about my own mother. And as tragedy began to try to strike her body, and as she went through one of the hardest trials, and as I remember the tears of knowing, and I remember the doctor's reports of knowing, but the faith of my mom, and the faith of my dad, and the faith of you in this room, and the faith of our family, we continue to stand. And right now, the doctor, according to the last report they told me last Saturday, the doctor said, I don't know how to say it, but the cancer is, well, it's... they didn't even have the word. They didn't even use the word remission. It's just, I think we're going to take another scan because I don't even know where it's at. And this is something that was told to her less than 1 year ago, that we're going to now help the quality of your life, not the quantity of your life. And I'm believing that my mom is not going to have just a great quality of life, but she's going to have a quantity of life that's great too. I want to honor my mom. But you see, when that happens, I was on the phone with my mom multiple times and I was down there visiting him. And you know, it shouldn't be this way that we have to make up for lost time, because if you know that you put yourself in a place where you're valuing them every day and every week and every month, that it's not going to be just a Mother's Day and it's not going to be regret. Folks, I love y'all, and I know this is probably coming off. This is the worst Mother's Day message I've ever heard. Let me tell you right now, this is the best Mother's Day, because I know as I was praying throughout the week, this is the word for you. It's the word that you need to tell others about. Honor them when it's not Mother's Day. Show them honor when they're not around, because when they know they're honored and it gets back to them, it makes them know that the pain and the trials and the sacrifices that they did for you was worth it all, even though they know it already. But it's nice to get confirmation once in a while. I'm standing up here this morning thinking, I know I heard from the Lord, but you know what? I don't mind a few nods once in a while. I go, okay, you're not crazy, Adam. I don't mind it. Like, oh man, you went off your rocker today. Encouragement's good. I don't need it, but it's nice to have it, right? Would you all agree with that? The Kindle does a phenomenal job, and that band is amazing. Every once in a while, it wouldn't be bad to tell them. Why? They know they're great. I mean, I've been around them. I mean, you walk around, they're like, yeah, we walk on clouds here. No, but they need your encouragement. They put in hours of work outside the church, inside the church, and they make it their ambition to lead us to a place in the presence of God. And I think, you know how we can honor them? Uh-oh, now I'm really meddling. Oh, this is not in my notes either. We come in this place ready to worship. We come in this place ready to give God everything we've got, to join in with what they've done, to join in with the prayer. We want to see the glory and the presence of God in a mighty way every time we walk. Because how do you do it? You go and give God a place of honor, and you give them a place of honor. We do start at 10:15, in case you didn't know. That's a good place to start. I think that's when Kenny's first sermon starts, by the way, is at 10:15. He gives you a little encouragement in the Word to start with, something he felt like a while back to do. Just give a little bit of encouragement in the Word to get you going. And the worship team kicks in. I want to encourage you. Let's worship together. All right, tangent, back off. Okay, point number two. Number one is we're going to be genuine, not flattery and not empty words, but we're going to show respect and esteem as a consistent basis. And number two, I've already hit it so many times, is this is a commitment forever. This is not a temporary thing. It's not just something you do once a year. But I want to encourage us, make this a lifestyle. You know, I probably shouldn't do this, but I'm going to. Isn't that a good way to start a sentence? I look back over there at Kenzie, those that don't know her. Thanks for being here this morning. And I know that throughout the years, you can cry, don't worry, I know you will. You are a big crybaby, I know that, okay? But I've known that girl growing up, and I've watched her as the enemies try to take her out through all the choices that were, again, it's not all the devil. I've known her a long time, honey. And I've watched her life go through this cycle. And I watched not just the woman next to her, which is not her real mom. That's just an adopted mom. But I know her real mom, too, which is, comes here when she can. That, to me, is a story. And you don't mind me sharing, do you? I knew you wouldn't. Through choices, trust me, I know her well enough. She's like, please, you can say whatever you want. I'm not going to go that far, trust me. There's a story about a girl who's made choices, good and bad. And there's a story about a mom, and Kim next to her too, and others around her, that even when she made, you ever want to disown your kids? Mine aren't that bad. Sometimes I want to, they start talking. Sometimes like, okay, you better stop because you might never be seen again. I have those moments. But you know what? Today, as you're here on Mother's Day, I'm just happy to see you because you know where to come home to. Because no matter what trials you've been through, you knew you had an adopted mom and a mom, and you had people who loved you, and we love you, and you can come back home no matter what trials, whether it's been put on yourself, no matter what you've been through, you know that you have a place to go home to. And that is a permanent, not temporal, but it's a lasting forever commitment that moms make to their children. And we ought to do the same for them. We ought to go and let them know, not just once in a while, and not just once a year, but every time you get a chance. And this is when texting is okay, right? Kenny, if you're okay with this one. If just throughout the week when it's not Mother's Day, shoot him a text and let him know you love him and you're thinking about him. You know what your mom would do? Honey, pull over. I mean, my son just texted me and told me they're thinking about me. Hey, I'd like to know when you have time, I'd like to take you for a cup of coffee. I'm not trying to preach at you. I want you to know that I've had the privilege of being blessed with a great mother and a great family, and so have you. Whether you see it all or not, this is a privilege and opportunity we have to show them that, not just on May 13th. That's today's date, I think. I can't see the clock back there. Something about May something. It's May something, but it's the second Sunday of May. It's not just now, but it's a forever commitment. Honor thy father and thy mother with no expiration date. You do it until you go or they go. And you know what? When they go, still show them a place of honor in your life. Because when you do that, that's your days might be long and you might be blessed. The promise is for me. I'm going to go ahead and be selfish now. I'm going to show my mom and dad honor because I want my days to be long and I want to be blessed. Why? Because there's something about the process of sowing and reaping that always works in every area of our life. When you sow honor to your mom and your dad, you reap the blessing of it back. Did you agree with that? You honor, you receive the blessing of it too. That's how the kingdom of God works. Whether it's your time, it's your money, it's your seed, think about it. Sowing and reaping works. And that's why honor works, because it's a place of sowing honor to those that deserve it. Not because of every other reason. They deserve it because the Bible says they did. Worship team, if you want to come on up, I'm down for the morning. Whew. I mean, I told you I'd be quick. Y'all didn't believe me. You thought I was lying. No, you guys got to go and celebrate your moms today, and I don't want to take up your whole day, but I want to encourage you. So now I got to get a little sappy with you. Maybe some of you in the room, before you go pick up the call, the phone to call, you can't really pick up a call, can you? But you can't pick up a phone. Or before you go, why don't you examine your heart and say, God, how can I? You know, and by the way, I know there's boundaries been set, and there, every circumstance, there is some differences. I'm going to let you know that. Because the last thing I want you to do is walk out here feeling condemned because, you don't know what I've been through. Then maybe this is not for you this morning, and I mean that in my heart. But I know what is for you. What can I do in my heart that is clean and pure before God between my mom and my dad? You all follow me there? What about my heart? I'm asking to guard your heart. I can't change the fact that they were a horrible abusive or whatever. I can't change that. And there are reasons to put boundaries around your life when there is stuff like that going on, okay? Let me make that clear. I'm talking about a biblical principle here that guards your heart. Honor is a place in your heart that is before God. And that's what protects you and honors you, and you do that. So maybe the first thing you could do for me as the worship team's up here today, and you've never had a mom's day like this, some of you in the room just maybe need to get before the Lord and say, Lord, I just repent for even some of the things I've said and done. If it's on your end, I know Kenny said it in jest, but there is some truth to it. The first one to humble themselves is the one that gets to get restoration quicker. You can go and be dead right, and you'll die right. That's why the term dead right, it means you might be dead right. You might be right and dead. But nothing was healed and nothing was restored. You got to get, again, some of your situations require you to pray more and maybe get some outside counsel. But when you humble your heart, and maybe this morning before you go and run out of here and have lunch or phone calls or whatever, get your heart to a point where, Lord, let my heart honor the mother that you blessed me with, that it would honor you because of it. May my heart honor the heart of the one who loves me and gave birth to me. Amen? Let's stand up today and let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you this morning for the blessing of having moms. And I know that some of this in the room, there's some sadness because I know that some of us lost our moms. They're not here. They grew up in a home that was very, there's a lot of pain associated with. And I ask you today that you would bring healing to those hearts where there's still a place of honor, but boundaries are set. But now I pray for the rest in this room that I feel like the word is for specifically. It is our privilege and our blessing as children to show our moms how much we honor them, esteem them, and value them. So today in our hearts, would you examine any area that I have bitterness, unforgiveness, maybe judgments, that you would take those things away from me right now, that I would be able to honor my mom in a way that gives you honor, Lord. That I'd be able to show her the love that she deserves and the respect that is hers. I thank you for every mom represented in this room, whether it's through their kids or whether they're standing here now. I thank you that they deserve to be valued and honored for the sacrifices and the things that they've done in this life to make their children blessed and who they are today. Because of what they've done, they are a reason for where we are. So I thank you for the blessing over them now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.